Shir is Schus Refuah Shlema for Avram Yaakov Ben Terrell, Leslie Gabor, who needs a Refuah Shlema. It's Hashem. So words of the Beit Torah should be Schus Refuah Shlema for him. Okay. So we're holding in the Gemara, in the middle of the last sugya we discussed. The last sugya we discussed was the chiyuv of being made b'makom kavod abrius, when you could be misalim, when you could not be made, not sheval taisa kum ve'esei. Fascinating sugya nageya to telling a mother-in-law if his mother-in-law cheated on him, if he's mechuyev to tell him. So ayin shom in the shir about how it connected back to the rishonim over here. Fine. So the Gemara said that when is a kohen gadol made? When does a kohen gadol testify? So the Gemara says that the kohen gadol testifies if the melech is there. If the melech is there, meid lemelech. The first line of the line is Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef meid lemelech. He's made for a melech. So the Gemara says that's very problematic. That can't be. Vatnan loydon loydonen oisai. Can't be, because we said in the Mishnah that you don't judge a melech. So how could you be meid lemelech? So the Gemara says, No, we're not talking about where you're judging the melech. You're judging the ben melech. So the Gemara says, I know this kid thinks he's a hotshot. He thinks he's yarshining his father's business. He thinks he's big stuff. But Zok the Gemara says to this kid, if you don't earn it on your own, don't forget this Gemara. This is the Musa Shmuz that every father wants to know. Ben melech hedyotu, says the Gemara. You're a hedyot. At the end of the day, you might be ben melech. You might have yichus. But that's not going to get you very far. Once I'm gone, you're going to have to earn it on your own. Ben melech hedyotu. So why is the Kohen Gadol coming to be made for him? Says the Gemara, elameyid bifnei melech. You're right. So the Gemara says he's meyid bifnei melech. So the Gemara sounds like it understands meyid bifnei melech va'ein moishivin melech b'sanhedrin. But it can't be, because a melech can't be one of the members of Sanhedrin. Right? So Gemara says, Mishum Yakrid the Kohen Gadol, also v'yosiv, mikable nile l'sudusayu, kayuhu v'azul ma'ainale anan bedina. You're right. He came to show respect. My buddy, the Kohen Gadol, is coming to give edus to help out my son. I just came for the first part. I'm not one of the members of the Sanhedrin. I'm not sitting in the court case. And then he's going to leave, and we're going to judge on our own. So the Gemara now picks up with that line. Gufa, ein moishivin melech b'sanhedrin. That which we stated earlier, that you can't make a melech as a part of the Sanhedrin. V'lo melech l'kohen gadol b'ibur hashana. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, melech b'sanhedrin. The reason why you can't do that in a Sanhedrin, d'chsiv loisana al riv, loisana al rav. The Gemara has a drasha in the pasuk loisana al riv. You're not allowed to be san, and you're not allowed to answer after the Rav, the great person, already gave his opinion. So how is it ever going to work to have other opinions in a Sanhedrin if the Melech is one of those members? Le'melech v'kohen gadol b'ibur hashana. Now how do you know that you can't have a Melech and a Kohen Gadol in Ibur hashana? So Gemara says, Melech mishum afsanya. What does that mean, Melech mishum afsanya? Says the Gemara, Melech mishum afsanya, mechalek mamon l'chayalosov, kach v'kach l'shana, v'noyach loish v'yukol hashanem mu'uboros. Says the Gemara, the Melech collects a monthly tax. And if he collects a monthly tax, he would like the year to have more months, so he could have more cash to support his army. So basically the Gemara is saying, we don't think he's going to be ma'aber this appropriately. It's really going to be to his own advantage. So therefore the Gemara says that he can't be involved in the Ibur hashana process. Kohen gadol, says the Gemara, mipnei atzina. What does that mean, kohen gadol mipnei atzina? Dr. Ashi, kohen gadol eino rotze shetis aber shana, mipnei atzina, shetzarech litvol ulevakish biyom ha-kippurim chamesh tefilas, v'asara kiddushin. So if you think about it, right, we don't even think about it. We just take it for granted. But you have to think about the Kohen Gadol, who's not necessarily a young guy, and he's going in five times into the mikvah, and that's just five times in the mikvah, and he's going to do 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Let's remember how he's doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. They're splashing water when he's holding his feet. It's not so simple, right? And he's getting this cold water. So therefore, what? He's going to want it to be on a hot day where it's actually a little bit enjoyable. Now my other friends can't take showers, but at least I can take a shower while we're schwitzing on this Yom Kippur day that's really hot and there's no air conditioning. So if it's going to be out, if it's going to be in the season of Cheshvan, it's going to be 1 month later, so it's going to be very difficult for him to handle that all those tefillos and the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So therefore, Tzinas Mar Cheshvan Tia B'Tishrei, he's not going to want that to be, and he's going to want to be Ma'aber Es Hashana. Excellent. So for Ekta Adi, Taisis Kasha. Mishum Tzina, second to last Taisis. Excellent, Adi. Mishum Tzina, Perish HaKunches, Mishum Shekoyin Godol Toyin Tevila. V'loi Nehira. Demashma biyuma shall you mechamim leikumkum shall chamim biyoy makipurim. Adi's quoting is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that they actually did something that is usur to do. You're not allowed to heat up water. The Gemara says that they would put the hot iron inside the water, they would be in violation of mitzarif. They're now causing the metal to solidify or whatever they were putting in. The Gemara says that was usur, but since the Gemara assumes that was only an iser derabanan, so the Gemara says, applies the principle at the end of Erevin of ein shvus bamikdash, that there were certain gzeiras derabanan that were suspended and that were removed when it comes to the dinim and the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. What's interesting is that there's a debate amongst the poskim, was that specifically things pertaining to the avoda, or was it that all gzeiras derabanan were repealed in the Beis HaMikdash? Did it have to do with that Chazal weren't concerned when it came to the Beis HaMikdash? Kohanim Zrizimhein, they know they're not going to slip up, we can relax some of the gzeiros, or no, it was specifically a facilitator to the avoda of the mikdash. That is a machlokes rishonim, how to understand the din of ein shvus bamikdash. So Tosfos says Rashi's wrong, like Adi asked, because he's not going to have to worry about the tefillos. So Tosfos says, so you know what the answer is? The answer is b'zman hazeh. You know what? What do they have now? Insulated floors. They have the heat through the floor. So the Beis HaMikdash was not built with the heat through the floor. So Tosfos says he was walking around barefoot. That was the Kohen Gadol, that was walking around the Avodah barefoot. So Tosfos says l'chachnei l'farish mishum kriyas haritzva shekol hayom amid yachif. Ah, you'll ask me, every Kohen was amid yachif. It's halach in the Beis HaMikdash that it's a chatzitza. You can't have a chatzitza between his feet and the floor. The answer is, yeah, but here he's doing such a long avoda nonstop all day, that's going to really cause him to be sick if it's so cold. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that there was one tevila that was outside the Beis HaMikdash. Arba tevilos were part of the Seder Ayom. The original tefillah was not in the classic avoda, in the classic mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash, just as the first rechitza was not the kior for Yom Kippur, but it was a different kinor. So the first kior, the first rechitza was not. So once the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, he asks Akasha, so why can't that be the Yishuv for Rashi? Maybe that is the Yishuv for Rashi. Rashi knew that they were mechamim Es Avarzel. But Rashi said, but there's also another Tvila. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Rashi's including, right, Rashi knows about the other four. And Rashi's, yeah, I'm saying, right, exactly. Yeah, one of the tefillos is a five. Yeah, you're right. Right. Why would Rashi have to say it? Right, Rashi's custom. Rashi doesn't explain so much. I'm saying a possible Yishuv is that additional one that's part of the five. Fine. There was a maisa that the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank went to visit the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav was lived in Rechavia. We know where he's in the areas that people live right now. I passed by his old apartment. He used to live in the Shari Chesed area. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank once visited the Chabina Rav, and he was very sick, the Tshubina Rav. And the Tshubina Rav was, even though he was sick, he was still makbid to still go to the mikvah. He said, he would go to the mikvah. So Tzvi Yitzchak Frank asked him, he said, you know, this is all a hiddur. It's all a chumrah that you're doing. Why are you still going to the mikvah? You're so sick. It's gonna hurt you. So he said, there's a Gemara, Sanhedrin, and Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, that I have a Kabbalah that from one tefillas mikvah you don't get sick. What's the pshat? So he says he learns exactly like we just said. The teretz is that not like we're saying that none of the one outside was not nischame. Why was the one outside not nischame? Because that's outside the mikdash. Then you don't have the teretz of Tais Devein Shvius for Mikdash. So if that's true, perhaps that's what Rashi is saying, that there wasn't a chimum for that. So then how did the Kohen Gadol, still, why weren't they concerned that he would get sick? One tefillah, you're not going to get sick. One tefillah, you're not going to get sick. So said the Tribune Rav, after Tzvi Pesach Frank, apparently from one tefillah, even though it's not, it's going to be hot, there's a Kabbalah from the Kohen Gadol, that you're not going to get sick. Fine. Fascinating. The whole biography, it's a Gedai biography, or Yeager told me actually to read this biography. The biography of the Tshubina Rav, you know, the stories that he says, and he gets mamish from Sugyas, Hanhagas Achayim, there's other stories also connected to the Avodah Yom Kippur. It's not for now. The guy is giving a hard time that he was drying off the drops. The person didn't realize, whatever, it's for another time. You know, there's a lot of meisim that he got from mamish, a walking Sugya. Good. So now let's go on in the Gemara and see something that doesn't seem like something fundamental, but in my opinion, this is one of the most fundamental Gemaras and really hashgacha that we get to hear tonight. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said a chiddush. Based on everything that we've just developed, Zok Rav Papa, Shmamina Shasa Basa Yarcha Ozil. So now, what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Amar Papa Shmami no mihadik tani v'loy kohen gadol b'ibra shono. Again, what's our concern? Kohen gadol is not going to have a fair state of mind when he's judging whether or not to be ma'aber as hashana or not, because he's going to want a warmer climate when he's going to be facing the avoda in Tishrei of Yom Kippur, and he's not going to want the cold of Cheshvan to exist on the 10th of Tishrei. So says Rav Papa, okay. Shasa basar yarcha azler. So you see from here, achar yerechim haruuyim lios imlonis abra holech kor v'chom shalshana v'tzina haruuyim b'mar cheshbon habi v'tishrei k'shem ezaberes. The seasons, says Rav Papa, follow what's supposed to be, not what Beis Din established to be the actual months. Because if you would have said what? Shasa lav baser yarcha. So then what, says Rav Papa? Then what's the Kohen Gadol concerned about? Just let them be ma'abirit, and then whatever the weather is supposed to be, the weather will be. But says Rav Papa, that's not the case. The kor v'chom shel shana v'tzina haru'uya b'mar cheshben havya b'tishrei k'shem esaberes. Everything's going to be offset. So Tosfos points out over here in Dibur Maskel Shasa that, wait on, hold on a second, I understand. One of the reasons we're Ma'aber Hashana is because of the seasons. As we learned, right, a few months ago, I'm not even sure when we learned it, well, maybe years ago, we learned that one of the reasons for Ibur Hashana is Mipnei Atkufa. And the Briska Rav thought that was the Iker you studied of. So Tosfos points out, yeah, you have to touch up the Gemara, but there were times that Ibur Hashana existed for Peiros HaIlon, and for other reasons. So therefore, that's what they understand, the Gemara over here, to be that the season would be ignored, and yet you would still have Ibur Hashana for the other ancillary reasons that would call for Ibur Hashana. So listen to Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Shmami Nashasa Basa Yarcha Azla. So I just see, from the fact that there was a concern of the Kohen Gadol to be Ma'abir Hashana, that he's going to be concerned about the weather. So you see that the year Basar Yarcha Azil, it goes based on what the moon is and not what Beis Din establishes the moon to be. The actual physical moon. Fine. Iniva Hanach Gimel Roi Bakar. Says the Gemara, but is that really accurate? Don't we know that there were three shepherds? The Havakaimu Vishaminu Rabbonim de Kamrechad Omar, that the rabbis were listening to them talk. Chad Amar in Bachir Velokish Kechada Yenetz, Din Hu Adr. V'im Lav, Let Din Adr. He was looking at something in the world. What does Rashi says? In the first Rashi, in Bachir Velokish Kechada Yenetz, Din Hu Adr. In Yechoim Bekarka, V'yitzmach Zera Abachir. If there's going to be new crops that's going to spread out, right? So then we know that it's Adr. It's a sign that it's Adr. Dinu Adr. V'im Lav, Let Din Adr. So the rabbis heard that they were looking at the agriculture to decide what the month is. V'chad omer im tur b'tzvar b'teleg yomus, u'betira b'tul te'ena yidmoich yishlach mashche din hu adr. So what's that? Also, mibakar ye kor chazak achi ashor kor of lamus mach matzatzina. If you see in the cattle that they're freezing, ubetir betul teinas yidvich ubetzarayim yigdal koach achom achi ashor meitzel betzel ateina. Mamish reminds us of this weather. Listen to what Rashi says: in baboiker ye kor chazak achi ashor kor of lamus. In the morning, ashor is about to plot and die because it's freezing. Ubetira betul teinas the yidmoich ubetzarayim yigdal koach achom achi ashor meitzel betzel ateina machmas achom. And in an afternoon, the shore is about to plot and schwitz to death because it's so hot. Mamish, this year's weather, I remember this week, I was walking out in the morning with a coat to shachar's in the afternoon. I was schwitzing from the sun. It's unbelievable. So that's a sign that it's Adar, especially in Tavshin Ayin Ches. Okay? So the Gemara says, the Chadamar in the last Roe Bakr, the last shepherd says, Im Kidum Takav L'chad Ye Yifech B'Lo'echa Nafik L'Kible Dinhu Adar. Vim lav less din adar. What's that? Im kvar toshesh koyach achoyref kolkach shekshiruach izrachus chazaka ma'oid v'meviat zina v'atam enashev v'ficha v'yoytzei lekrosav v'nefichas chakasha min aruach u'machamamasa din hu adar. So the Gemara says, if your breath is, as compared to the wind, is much stronger, so then that's going to be adar. Fine. So what happened? And what happened? The Gemara says, v'abru rabbanon Lahi Shaita. The Gemara says the rabbis listened to these shepherds, to all their different simonim about the world, and they said, apparently, what? We need to be ma'aber. So what's the Gemara asking? Says Rashi, Vibru Rabbonim, Vasu Keshvat, Shekavu Adar Asheni Achrav Alma, Shasar Basar Ibura Azul, Loi Naga Choyim Denisna Ba'adar, Elaminik Adar, Ba'adar Asheni. So you see from this Gemara that what? That the seasons followed what the rabbis were ma'aber. So the Gemara says, how could it be? So didn't that go against Rav Papa's Chiddush? So Gemara, no. El Rabbana nachishbunayu samach. V'roi boker is tayu dis tayim el sayim. Gemara says, the rabbis had their own cheshbonos. The rabbi was ma'aber for their own things. And then, you know, people want to say, you know, oh, this makes sense, what the rabbis did, because of this reason, because of that reason, and it makes a lot of sense, and it fits in. So then the Gemara says, it was just the siyua, but that wasn't the real main reason, and it's not a raya against Rav Papa. So what does Rav Papa say? Shasa basa yarcha azla. Doesn't sound like an incredibly intriguing Gemara, it just sounds like a basic observation, and I'm about to tell you that that's not the case. Let's open up a Chsam Sefer. You have the Chsam Sefer here? Chsam Sefer is in Shuvas and Arachayim and Simen Yadal. Zokta Heilige Chsam Sefer. In the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara discusses, in the second paragraph in the Chsam Sefer, when is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? Amalei Shvat, Shvat Techadoshim, Perish, Rashi, Shel Levon. Oidut Kufa, do you go based on the lunar year, the solar year, Perish, Rashi, so Shloshim, Shel Tkufas Tedis, Nichlas Shvat, Shelo, Chama, Upashalei Techadoshim, Shuv Boi, Minei Hois, Teshanim, Uberes, Mao. So what do you do if it's a leap year? Perish Rashi, Amos, Rosh Hashanah, Shelo, Shvat, Asamach, Latevis, O Adar, Arishon. By the way, the Chsam Sefer is dealing with a tshuva over here about a person in a questionable yortzeit. if it's Lamed Shvat, when should he keep the Yortzai? This is what he's discussing in this Tshuva. Peirush Rashi, Emes, Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh, Shvat, Asamach, Latevis, O Adar Rishon, Shehu, B'makom Shvat, U'Pashach, Halach, Achar, Rov, Shanim. You should go like the regular, most majority of the years, even if this year is a Shana Mu'beres. Peirush Rashi, Mishesh, Shmo, Shvat. The Kotzav HaTosis, listen to what Tosis says on that Gemara. Dechadoshim. Why should anything be based on the lunar calendar, says Taisus. Everything when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog should be about the solar calendar. That's the way the Tvuah is created. As the Pasuk says, what causes the Shemesh to be created? It is the Shemesh. Hachanami Ksiv, Mimeged Grash Yerechim, V'gam Yisraelim, Monim L'Levono. So what is Taisus' answer? Taisus says, yeah, but the Pasuk also said, Mimeged Grash Yerechim, and that Klal Yisrael follows the Levono. But how did he answer the question? But when it comes to the Elon, when it comes to the Esrog, what makes the Esrog grow? The Shemesh. Mimeged Tfu HaShemesh. That's what causes agriculture to grow. Not the lunar calendar. How can you tell me Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, Rosh Hashanah LeEsrog should follow the solar calendar? Ulechora kushyasim kushyat suma, says the Chassam Sofer. Dairi le'el yudalet amanav amrin and shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilanos hova over rov gishmei shana perishashi ba'ala sraf ilanos v'nimtza aperis konten mi'ata. Why is shvat the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because it depends on the development of the tree and when it's sprouting. V'ayim Peirush Rashi, v'yadua mimeged tfu ha-shemesh koi al peirush ha-ilon. So if that's the case, the pasuk that says mimeged tfu ha-shemesh is talking about what's following the chama, which is the peirush ha-ilon. The grash yirechim koi al peirush ha-aretz, and grash yirechim follows, is talking about vegetables, kegong shuim v'avatichim, watermelons, but not the Esrog and the Peirush HaElon. So what's Taisa's answer? V'imkein chanitas Peirush HaElon ein lem b'levono. U'mai tirtzu, and what bechlal did Taisa's answer? The kasha is still a kasha. Hachanami k'siv grash yirechim ma yitein v'yosef mash yisrael meinin l'levono. And what does Taisa's end? The fact that klal yisrael follow the moon. V'chim ebnei zeh yishtanis srat ha'ilonos. Because of that, that'll change the nature and development of a tree. Even if you want to tell me, nah, Meiser Peiris is only a chiyuv derabbanan, and therefore we can follow the rabbis. So Ma'ayane Rambam, what's the Rambam? The Rambam Shita is the one Shita that holds that Meiser Peiris, you know, it's a big misconception that our Trumas and Meisers is biblical b'zman hazeh, with the exception of the, not even b'zman hazeh. It's a big misconception that all fruits need truma and meiser. Most Rishayim are of the opinion that fruits do not need trumas and meisers, with the exception of Shitas HaRambam that hold all fruits are chayev and trumas and meisers min HaTorah, with the exceptions of carobs. The gamin, because the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah beferish by carobs, that it's meichel klavim. So next time on Tu B'Shvat that we eat carobs, you should think about that Gemara. The gamim nibchak loimer the dafke esrog koy the gadol kol mayim kamo yerek. Ah, maybe you'll tell me. No, it's specifically esrog, because the Gemara says esrog is different, which is why the halachas of esrog are very specific and different than all other fruits, because it grows on all water and it's more similar to a vegetable. Mikomakom ayibaya shniya haisa shana muberes. So let's skip a little bit. So then he says, "Vamrinan, skip a little bit. Vamrinan m'seches hanhedrin yudchesim beizik quotes our Gemara. Amar apapa shvamino shasar basi yarcha azul. Perish Rashi achar yurechem haruuyin lios. Im lonis abra holich kor v'chom shel shana v'tzina haruuyin lios v'mar cheshben have b'tishri k'shemes aberes. Im kein mali im rov hashanim shmo shvat olo." Kevin Shag Hoponim Adayan Sina Shelteves Hu Bishvat Ain Srat Bilanos Lamaisa. This shouldn't make any sense. Even if most months Shvat will be a certain warmth and it's not going to help us now, you're not going to have that budding, that sprouting, and you're not going to have the level that you need in terms of the Srat that is going to be necessary to create Rosh Hashanah Lilanos Our Gemara makes the Chasam Sofer's question much stronger, because our Gemara says the Iber will not help the Kohen Gadol, and the seasons are going to continue as they are. Listen to the Chasam Sofer's answer in the next paragraph. Avala emes yoredarko, kizea kol nivne. Rabbi say this is the Yisoid for life, and this changed my whole perception of the Yontif of Shavuos, as we'll see in a second of Mirtz Hashem. Listen to this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Lakel Gomer Alai. Famous Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says, Lakel Gomel Alai. Gomer Alai. Yerushalmi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to start Rosh Hashanah when the Bezdin Shalmata decides when it's Rosh Hashanah. Lakel Gomer Alai. Umaiseleich Shach Simen Kuf Pei Testif Kotn Yud Gimel. And the Shach in Yeridea in Hilchos Nida quotes this Yerushalmi. Why does the Shach in Yeridea in Hilchos Nida quote this Yerushalmi? So I'm going to tell you. There is what's called an halacha of vestis. That means that a woman, when she's keeping Hilchos Nida, she not only has to abstain from her husband and check herself when she is not tahor, when she is tameh, but she also has to check herself on days that she is cautious and she's concerned that she might see in the future possible period and nida. What is that based on? It's based on chazakas. It's based on what happened in the past. So there is one chazaka that's known as a vetzes hachodesh. There is a day of the month. Let's say last month was, I saw on chav vav iyar. So then I'm going to check on chav vav sivan. Came along one of the Rishonim, the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says that it's utterly ridiculous, and I'm erasing that from my Shulchan Aruch, said the Ra'ah, because it makes no sense that that should predict anything for this month. Because Bez Din arbitrarily can decide whether or not last month is a Mali or is a Chaser. So therefore, the fact that you saw on a certain date last month should not be indicative of whether you're going to see this month, and therefore, the whole din of Vestas HaChodesh is Narishkeit, and he erased it from his Shulchan Aruch. Came along the Rashba, and the Rashba retorted to the Ra'ah, and he says, you forgot a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this. What happens if a girl, the Gemara says that after 3 years, a girl has, and if she's raped, so there's a difference between being raped when she's younger, and then three, and after three. Gemara says, after three, besuleha, before three, besuleha chozrim. Her hymen, her signs of virginity will come back, and after three, besuleha enom chozrim. So Yerushalmi asks Akasha, well, what happens if it happened in a shanu mu'uberes? And they elongated a year. Everything's discussed in Chazal. So the Gemara says, what happens that? Says the Yerushalmi. So then you're right. So then if she's raped in that month, Bishulel will be Chazrim. Because it's still technically 3 months. So Akhtashach, that's true on a month-to-month basis. I tell this to my Chazan. When you learn about Vestas Chodesh, realize what Amunas Chachamim you're believing in right now. That within the calendar, you're accepting now that Chazal control Teva. And Teva is controlled by Chazal. Okay, if that's the case, so then our whole Gemara makes no sense. Because our Gemara says against that, that Chazal don't control Teva. So what am I saying? So now listen to the Chasam Sefer. V'ashoyresh be'ateva mishubedes l'toresenu ha'kdoisha. U'besula shenivu la'af al-pi she'al-pi Teva kvar gomla zman ha'roi shelo yachzuru besulea mikomo komkeven she'ibru bezden ha'choydesh ha'teva mishubedes l'toira. The nature of the world is mishubed to the Torah. Unbelievable. V'huchlish koicha v'choyzeres besulea, and she becomes a minor under three and her besulim come back. V'chei misha nasib bunyu gimel shanav yoymechad al-pi Teva chazoka she'evi be'Cyrus. And also when it comes to an adult boy, that it's a chazaka that he's going to have two sires. V'nimelchu bezdin v'ibru, afilu badaknu motzim bo sires, even if we check him and he has two hairs. Harehem shuma, it is not a sign of godless. It's what the Gemara calls hairs that are shuma, that are accidental hairs, that are not real hairs, that are not a sign of puberty. V'imkvar ocho chelev, and even if he ate chelev, and his chayev chatas lo malchus, Nifter Michyuva Yidiyibra Bezdin, it can't be real puberty. V'chein ben teshanim libiyo kedoyim. Chozebir lahedya b'tshuvas mari mint. Menarach v'dvarav. Find it the chiddush len Rav Papa b'Sanhedrin anal. Ay, what do you do with our Gemara? Meiridik. Shema minosh shoser bosa yercho azol davasal kadai techamino. Demitam lakel gomer alai yishtenu ha'itim. Says Chacham Sofer, what's Bechlau Rav Papa coming to be mechadish? Shkoyach. Rav Papa makes an observation. We presented Rav Papa as like, okay, if the Koyin Gadol is concerned, must be that the seasons follow what it's supposed to be and not what Bezdin says. Well, it's just like an interesting Ha'ara Rav Papa's coming to tell us. No, says Chacham Sofer, you're reading the Gemara wrong. Rav Papa had a Yerushalmi that was staring himself in the that was staring in his face. Yerushalmi tells us that when Bezdin makes a psak, Teva follows Bezdin. So Rav Papa had a kasha. So what do you do with our Gemara? Says Rav Papa, don't worry about our Gemara. Our Gemara is right. Our Gemara is accurate. And Shosa Bosa Yarcha. And Bezdin does not control the Teva. So now I have a stira. So what's Machlekes Yerushalmi in the Bavli? So Chacham Sofer say for nay. Ah, Givaldik. I would have thought even when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to the Mikvah, when it comes to Cheshvan and Tishrei, Dimitam Lekel Gomer Alay Yishtenu Ayitim Gamkein, Kamash Malon, listen to the Chacham Sofer, Kevon Sheze Einoi Noigeya Letoira, Mishum Hochi Oilom Kinin Hogo Noyeg Leinyon Kor V'choyim. Zog the Chacham Sofer, what's the need in our sugya? What's the din? It's a maisalach. It's a frank, the tribina rov. It's whether or not you're going to get sick, you're going to get cold. It's convenience. There's nothing halachic here that's relevant. Halach is going to stay the same no matter what. It's just that the Kohen Gadol has a negiyus because, you know, it might be a little cold and I might suffer and it's going to be problematic. Dr. Papa, no. There the Yerushalmi doesn't apply. Shasa basa yarcha. For what? For this. But Rav Papa was coming to tell you this, Dr. Chacham Sofer, because that's not true when it comes to anything that's Noigeya lehalocha. And therefore, if it's Noigeya to Trumas and Maitris, even if the item and the nature of the halocha is totally on Shemesh, it's totally on Srafa Elon, it's totally on growth, it's totally on the sunlight, solar energy, says the Chacham Sofer, it's not a problem. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that even though the Yerushalmi is so paramount, the Yerushalmi is correct, over here it won't apply, it will be Shasa, Basar, Yarcha, that's the Chiddush of Rav Papa. However, Rabbi Isai, there's a Meiridika Maisa. Person came to the Chazanish. And he asked him about a certain procedure. And it was a very risky procedure. He wasn't sure whether or not he should go through with it. The doctors were very concerned, and he asked the Chazon Ish what to do. So the Chazon Ish asked him, where is the procedure being taken place? Is it in America? Is it in Chutz La'aretz? Or is it in Eretz Yisrael? So the person told him, it's an Eretz Yisrael. So Chazon Ish said, then you should do the surgery. So obviously, the person wanted to know what the Chazon Ish's connections to the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, above and beyond, you know, Mount Sinai in New York. What, you have something against the New York hospitals? Said the Chazon Ish. Or is there Hashkacha? So the Chazon Ish is very simple. Chazon Ish says, there's Hilchus Treifus. And the Gemara tells us a Treifa, certain Simone Treifus, are a sign that a person's going to die in a year. He's not going to live. Trefa ein achaya. That's what the Gemara says. But your issue that you have right now happens to be a machlekes between Rabbi Yosef Cairo and the Rama of Meisher Isilis. So he said, since the surgery will be done in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the makom of who? Rabbi Yosef Cairo. So therefore, we can go with his psak. And the teva will be nigrar after the kviyas of Rav Yosef Cairo. But if the surgery would have been done in Chutz La'aretz, where Rav Moshe Isserles Ramah, his psak in Hilchus Treifus would be nikba, then I would not necessarily tell you to do the surgery. So the Chazon Ish, That's the case. And the Chazon Ish said this thing, he had a raya to it. He said, I don't understand. There's a machlokes apoiskim. You know, we go through all these different shiurim when we make the sukkah adi, and we say, which tvachim, the Chazon Ish tvachim, the Rav Moshe tvachim, and the Rav Chaim Noah tvachim. Said the Chazon Ish, I have a kasha, I don't understand. What happens if a guy falls down into a pit, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama that if he falls into a pit, 10 tvachim high, he's not gonna live, right? So he's not, 10 amas high, he's not gonna live, right? So what happens if it's the Bezdin was holding by Reb Chaim Noah's shir, and he wasn't holding by Reb Chazon Ish's shir? So what? He's gonna live depending on the says the Chazon Ish, yeah. If the Bezdin that paskin there, they're koyveya, the halacha. Exactly what the Chassam Sofer is telling us here. When was this established? When did this happen? So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share with you an idea that's developed by the Beis HaLevi, but it answers a lot of kashas. And it's a yisoid for the Yontif of Shavuos. And it's mamish hashkacha that we're up to the sugya. And Grada, I wasn't even sure, the next sugya happens to do with Yibum, which is also the Shavuos sugya of Rus and Boyas. So the Mamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara Baruch Hu says, is learning with us, and he's with us every day, so there's tremendous hashkach. But listen to this. There is a kasha that Magen Avraham asks when it comes to Shavuos, a very important kasha. He says, we celebrate Shavuos on the wrong day. We celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. But Kabbalah HaTorah was really on what? Hoisif Moshe Rabbeinu Yoyim Echad Midaito was on Zayin Siva. Very, very bothersome kasha. And I'm not even going to get into what the Magen Avraham answers. Very difficult answer. It's really another schmooze what the Magen Avraham answers. Something for another time. But the kasha is a bam kasha. But I'd like to share with you another kasha. Tosis and Avodah Zarah asked this kasha. So what do Chazal learn in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah for Yoyim Hashishi? That part of the Brias HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Hisnatnai in Brias HaOlam, that what? Im Klal Yisrael Yikablu is HaTorah, then what? Then Mutav, then there will be, the world will be sustained, the world will continue to exist. The Imlav Yachzer L'Toyu Vavo. I think it's a drasha from Rish Lakish. Okay? Ask Tosis Akasha, Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, Abam Kasha of a Mamash Amayridik Akasha. He says, what do you do with the Tana that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoisef Yoyim Echad Midaito? And ultimately what? Nesinas HaTorah was when? Was on Zion season. Not the whole Hashishi goes down in the garbage. So there's no such drasha. But everyone agrees to that puzzle. Gemara has no Cholik in Avodah Zarah on that drasha. So why isn't that Akasha on the other Tana? Okay, another kasha. Nisina, when you give me a matana, okay, when you give me a matana, by definition, what that means is I gain something. But what does it also mean by the person giving something over? This is a Moshe Schwerd pointed this out to me. He's a Meir de Gapshat, Talmud Chacham from Queens. What does it mean, matan Torah? It means you gave me something, right? But by every matana, Adi, if you give me a gift, that means you're losing something. Mm-hmm. Kodesh Baruch Hu lost his Torah? Mm-hmm. No, we were Makabal Torah. But there's no loss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Beis HaLevi, there was a loss when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Says the Beis HaLevi, to answer the Magen Avraham's Kasha, Amayra Dikazach. And this answers the Alshech's Kasha. Says the Alshech, Shavuos should be celebrated on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's when we got the Torah. Bomb Kasha. Mamish bomb Kasha, Kasha after Kasha, on the celebration of this week. We should Mamish cancel the whole Yontif. The answer is, we're not celebrating Kabbalah's HaTorah. Maral already tells us, there's a difference between Matan Torah and Kabbalah's HaTorah. We are celebrating Matan Torah. Everyone agrees that Matan Torah was a gift that was relinquished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the Malachim, and that's why the Malachim were so obsessed in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Ches saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayan Eshkitzes Gerenu, why are you going to give this over to the Bnei Adam? It's not right for the Bnei Adam.
Manavshach, Rabbi Yisai. It's shayach to the Malachim? What of the mitzvahs are shayach to the Malachim? The Malachim didn't care about us having the mitzvahs. The Malachim cared about Vav Sivan. Vav Sivan is different than Zayin Sivan. Hoisif Moshe Yoimechon Midaito was for what? For the day that we were actually receive the tablets, receive the Toichen, receive the Psukim and the Kra and the Michtav. But there was something that was universally celebrated on Vav Sivan prior to Kabbalah Satorah. What's that? That's Zman Matan Toiroseinu. Not Zman Kabbalah Toiroseinu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made us the Balei Shlita of the world. We control the world. We are Koyvea Lekeo Goymer alive. Now the Malachim say, whoa, this is already getting a little bit into our territory. Why are you giving and why are you relinquishing so much control? Bishlama the mitzvahs, I understand. Bishlama Kabbalah Satorah, very nice. Matan Torah? You're now going to make it leave Shamayim? You're going to make Chazanishes that now could be Koyvea the Teva? You're going to make that the dinim are going to follow the nature of the nature is going to follow the dinim of the world, like the Chassam Sefer says from our Gemara. That was Matan Torah. That's what we're celebrating in Shavuos. And the fact that Kabbalah Satorah was on Yom Kippur at the end of the day, it's not relevant. And that's what we're celebrating over here. We're celebrating Aveses HaChodesh. We're celebrating that the fact that when it comes to, and like the Chassam Sefer says, it's only Noigeya, not convenience, not Stam nature. It's only Nogea to Dinim. And when it's going to apply to Dinim, then we control every single dimension in this world. That's the answer to the Magen Avraham's Kedusha. That's Vav Sivan, as opposed to Zayin Sivan. There was something else that happened on Shavuos. And Rabbi Yisai, until I saw this Beis HaLevi, I never understood what we're celebrating on the Yontif of Shavuos. We're celebrating Sanhedrin Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're celebrating that Shaster Lavos Yarche when it comes to what? Dinei HaTorah. Rabbi Yisai, this is the Yisoid for life. This is something that we have to live by. We have to tell our children about this. What the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us on the Yontif of Shavuos when he created Matan Torah, and that's Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. And that's the teres to Toisus Kasha in Avodah Zorah Daf Gimel. Everyone agrees to the drasha of Yoim Hashishi. That's Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. Whether or not Hoisif Moshir Yoimecha Midaito, when the plan for Kabbalah Satorah was supposed to be, there's different times, there's different. But the fact that we became the Shlita, the Bali Shlita, the Bailim on the Torah, that's Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. That's the answer to the Mokram's Kasha. That's the Yisoid of the Chassam Sefer. And that's why all of the Shailas that the Chassam Sefer answers when it comes to Dinei HaTorah, as opposed to when it comes to Minhag and just convenience of the world.